28,000 people occupy around 11,000 homes in Carroll County. More than half live out in the countryside. For 5 years, a small group of developers and business owners who live in eastern Carroll County have been trying to figure out a way to build a rural water system to boost their projects, drawing water via a constructed pipeline connected to Beaver Lake Water District, which serves the cities of Eureka Springs, Berryville, Green Forest, and Harrison. Last August, members of the County Quorum Court voted to enact an ordinance establishing a public facilities board to oversee a rural water system. But this autumn, Pat Matsoukas, a resident of Eureka Springs, circulated an initiative petition to kill the ordinance, collecting over 1,200 signatures for a ballot measure, saying the entity would be subject to no oversight by the state, could declare eminent domain, and have its assets sold at will. A special election was held yesterday, Tuesday, February 8th, with 869 residents voting to keep a public facilities board, 1,286 voting against it, out of 14,000 registered voters. Pat Matsoukas.
And the best part was is that the weather, although the roads were slick, people were able to get in from various places and made it a point to go vote. It's mind-boggling how many obstacles were in the way, and yet people did it. They made the effort to turn out to vote. It's unbelievable. I sit here awed today.
Awed because a group of concerned citizens were able to prevent what they consider a bad ordinance to move forward.
I think the biggest concern was lack of accountability, that people felt this was such a big project that there was no way that we could entrust five people to understand how the whole thing works, and they didn't have a plan. The Public Facilities Board never came forth with a plan. They came forth with good energy saying this is our intention, but we all know that intention has a way of changing. And so I think people were uncomfortable with that and didn't want to give away another piece of the American pie for whatever it's worth.
The Public Facilities Board chair and members tried to sell their pie at four town hall meetings held in recent months, but still a majority of Carroll County residents decided against it. The Public Facilities Board will now disband. And to make sure their interests are met, certain former members say they plan to work with Jimmy Jones, an excavation contractor who lives in eastern Carroll County. In 2008, he registered his own private Carroll Rural Water Association with the Secretary of State's office. This public water authority will be subject to the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, but not to the will of the voters. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.